I'm Chad Owen, the annuity sales coach. In 2007, I was $150,000 in credit card debt, and now I've written over $155 million in annuity production as a solo producer. I make my own calls, schedule my own appointments, do my own follow-up, and I'm actively in the field just like you. If you've hit a rough patch in your business, you're not alone. I've helped agents overcome and find success on a daily basis, and now many write over $1 million or more each month. Let me help you do the same. Buckle up, it's time to go to school with the Annuity Sales Coach. Hello everyone, Chad Owen, the Annuity Sales Coach, and welcome to today's podcast. Today I'm going to do a little less sales training. I'm going to try and do another topic that's talking about staying focused, staying motivated, and what we're doing. And I'm a big fan of the why. I'm sure you've heard on previous podcasts, I talk about the why. It's not about the how, it's not about the what, it's about the why. The why is what gets you up in the morning. The why is what keeps you going. The why is what keeps you motivated, keeps you pushing. You know, the what is what I want to do. What do I want to accomplish? The how, of course, let's get trained. Let's know how we're going to do it. Let's get the revelation, the wisdom, the knowledge to learn the how. But the why is the driving force. Why are we doing this? Some people say, well, it's all about the money. No, it's not about the money. The why is helping people get better at what they do. So if you go into a client's house and you sit there and go, well, you're a commission check. You're a commission check. Oh, wow, this guy has $1 million. This person has $50,000. This person with $1 million has more potential. So I'm more excited about helping them than I'm about helping the person with $50,000. Your why is jacked up. I'm just telling you it is, because the why will not sustain you if you're all about chasing possessions. Possessions are an empty filler. They're hollow. It's easy to shatter, because if you don't understand the why, when you run into challenges and the possessions might have issues, then all of a sudden the little bubble pops and that hole is still there. The why keeps you full. So when I'm doing why, I'm going to share with you what my why is, why I do what I do. And you adopt this to what applies to you. You adopt this to what works for your situation. But one of the whys I do is, why do I push the way I push? Now, as you guys know, as an annuity producer, I could easily do that 35 hours a week and still take all my vacation time off. My goal is to take 12 to 14 weeks off a year. And I've heard people say many times, well, think about how much more volume you'd write if you went another 3 months or another 2 months. Think about how many more people you could help. I'm like, okay, fine. I could help more clients. I could get more money. But what good is it if I'm ruining my relationships with my wife and my kids and my friends? What good is that? It means nothing to me. I never chase money. I chase relationships. I want to have good relationships. So obviously my number one relationship I have to stay in focus with is God. For me, I'm a believer. And this is, like I said, I'm just telling you what my personal thing. I'm a believer. My relationship with Jesus and the Holy Spirit and God is critical to my success. If I don't become grounded in that, then everything else will fall apart. Then, of course, it's my spouse, my wife. I want to make sure that she knows that she has priority in my life. Now, there's a balance to that. She also knows there's times where I'm on deadlines or I have a lot going on. She already knows, and she's been incredibly understanding. We're coming up on 27 years, and I love being married to her. But she's also one that goes, hey, hon, I know you're real busy. I get it. I totally understand. Just keep doing what you need to do. And then there's times where she comes in. She goes, hey, you've worked enough. You've got bags under your eyes. It's late enough. You need to come and you need to rest. And so she balances me out in that. But my relationship with my wife, what good is, I have a good relationship with my kids, but I don't have a good relationship with her mom. Then they're sitting there going, well, that doesn't make sense. He's got a good relationship with us, but he doesn't love our mom. What's going on with that? So my wife is number two. I need to make sure that I have a great connection, because I'm trying to help you. This is how you stay motivated. What is easier if you have a spouse that's supportive or a spouse that's nagging? You know, it's obviously when you're working together as a team, my wife has always been a stay-at-home mom. So I could easily go, well, hey, this is my money. This is what I do. This is what I work. And so I spend it where I want and you spend it when you ask me. That's just messed up. I want my wife to know that this is teamwork. We do this together. She's been taking care of the family when I'm working. She's been the one that sacrificed staying at home. And it's not really sacrificed to her because she's always wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. But so my relationship with her determines everything. So my relationship with God is first. How do I have a good marriage? I have a great relationship with God. How do I have a great relationship with my kids? I have a great relationship with her mom. So then I got to have a great relationship with my kids. My kids know I've done very good at keeping that balance of working like crazy, but they don't feel left out because once again, I have a support team that cheers when we do this together because we're all doing this together. We're working together on this. How do we get to celebrate the accomplishments of writing $170 million in annuities since 2008? We take family vacations together. We're able to travel the world. They have parents that don't fight and argue because we understand this is teamwork. We have a lifestyle of enjoying each other. It's not about going to Europe or going to Asia or going to this or fancy this, fancy that. They would be the same way if we went to the park together. It's about spending time. Now, because we have money and we've done well, we can afford to take higher end vacations. We can afford to travel the world. We can afford to go to Disney World and stay at the Disney World resorts. But there was a time where we took a VRBO because we couldn't afford the actual resorts. And there's times where our vacation, the whole idea of our vacation was to go see family members and drive because we couldn't afford to fly. And sometimes the little bed we would put our kids in would be a drawer we would pull out from the desk. We would line it with some little blankets and that's what they would sleep in. That was our idea. Why? Because we couldn't afford a bigger room. But now we can. We can afford to have the bigger vacations. Now, I'm not going and staying at a $2,000 a night suite and think I don't know if I could ever get to that stage. I love a nice hotel room, but more importantly is the view. I want a hotel room with a nice view because wherever I am, I'm going there because it's beautiful. And I want to see the beauty even when I step outside. It's like when we do a cruise, I always get a balcony for a cruise ship. Why? No matter if I'm going into the room just for 2 minutes to grab something, I always walk out to the balcony and I look out at the ocean. I'm all about the view. But thinking about the why, the goals, what can you do with your family, that keeps you motivated. You're able to help them experience life, enjoy life, see healthy relationships, healthy families. That's the keeping motivated. Now let's move into our clients. Why do we do this for our clients? I am tired of seeing clients wake up, not sleep at night because they're worried about where the market's going. They don't know if it's going up or down. They don't know if they're going to outlive their income or what's going to happen. There's all sorts of uncertainty. They don't know. It creates stress. And then you got variable people out there promising the moon, saying they're going to average 12%. How do I know this? Because I just ran an appointment 2 weeks ago where the statement, the illustration showed them averaging. There is a 10% return, a 15% return, a 23% return, a 22% return, and a 17% return. That was what they estimated the next 5 years to be. And I'm like, this is crazy because you're doing something very unrealistic. We all know the market's high. We don't know how high it's going to go. We don't know when it's going to crash. But when you say for the next 5 years, you're going to get double digit plus returns, and then it doesn't happen, you've created this false sense of hope in your clients, and then it doesn't happen. And then you wonder why our industry has a bad name, because we have these pie in the sky. And this includes people that with indexed annuities, if you're implying that your client's going to be making 8, 9, 10% in an indexed annuity, that just doesn't even make sense. That's not realistic. We've had 10 years of upward gains. So do you think the next 10 years are all going to be those type of upward gains? No way. But when we're helping our clients, why do we do this? Because we get to give them a peace of mind. We get to provide them safety, security, guaranteed income they can never outlive with no risk to the market. This is what we get to do. This is the why we get to have clients that have spent 30 years saving for retirement that now don't have to worry if the market goes up, the market goes down. It doesn't matter. They can't run out of income no matter how long they're alive. I mean, that is so awesome that we get to do that. It's not a gambling game. It's not, I hope so, possibly, maybe. And once again, I talk about this all the time. When you go to rragentsacademy.com and you sign up as either a pro, a pro plus, I just had another person sign up as inner circle. I love helping people, agents, do better. But all this material is, how do you transfer money from a variable annuity? You get information. You don't recommend if they should get in or out of an annuity if you're insurance license only. But once you start to expose all the fees, the risk, finding out that they can only have a single lifetime payout, the joint lifetime isn't an option. Now, obviously, you got to make sure it's suitable. You got to make sure it's replaceable. You got to make sure you put them in a better situation. But that person is in a product that has very high fees, very high market risk. You provide that peace of mind, that safety, that security. You don't have to worry about it. But I have that document that just simply goes, this is what you ask for variable annuities. And then I also think about with our clients, when you talk about, I have a book called Stress and Rocking Chairs, Two Common Killers of Seniors. If you go to stressandrockingchairs.com, you can order individual or you can order bulk books. But I hand this out to every client. Why did I come up with the name Stress and Rocking Chairs? Stress, because you worry about everything, can cause health issues. It's been proven time and time and time again that stress produces health issues. It creates elevated blood pressure. It creates lack of sleep because you're worried about everything. The rocking chairs can happen for many reasons, but if you don't have money and you can't go out and enjoy things, then you sit around on the rocking chair and you rock your life away. And so the stress and rocking chairs, when I wrote that book, I hand out to every client, and every client reads that book and they're going, wow, this is awesome. This is great. And I'll tell you what, I had someone I spoke to at a recent event and they said, man, you know what? I hand out this book and most people say they read the first three pages and they just put the book down and they don't read anymore. Why is that? Because the person who wrote the book wrote it in financialese and the first three pages are like, there's no way I can understand this, and they give up. I wrote that book to where everybody can relate to, number one, the trials and tribulations and the hope and success of retirement, and why everybody, as long as their money provides, or their income provides, their expenses provides, everybody needs to protect their retirement in one way, shape, or another. So we get to provide. So when you think about what you can do for your family, man, it keeps you motivated. The lifestyle you can have, the vacations. Once again, it doesn't have to be fancy. It's just the fact that you're together. That counts more than anything else. Some of the best trips we've ever had have been some of the trips where it didn't cost me anything. We just decided to jump in the car and go on a road trip. You know, it didn't cost that much. Then we think about our clients. We get to help our clients. We give them peace. That's staying motivated. And then we think about the legacy. You know, I've heard this before. True wealth is about the fruit we produce on other people's trees. Yeah, of course we get to have the fruit. We get to have the benefits. We get to have the money. But when we get to see our children and our friends and our family walk into a lifestyle that they never would have had if we didn't take the time to mentor and love and pour on people and speak into them. And I just spoke to a guy that signed up for the Inner Circle today. And I'm telling you what, this guy excites me because he's young, he's driven. But you know what? I want to know that there's a lot of people that mentor him that goes, hey, you could get this car, you could get a Porsche, you could get this, you could get that, you could get a Rolex, you could get a Bugatti, you could get whatever, you could get fancy. I don't care. I want you to be appreciative of what you have, but understand that's not the goal. The goal is helping people. All the other stuff will happen. You know, if you sit there and you want a fancy sports car, great. But don't let the fancy sports car get in front of helping people. Help the people, and then the sports car, if that's what you find good, or a boat or whatever it is, that will come. Why? Because your number one goal is to help people. If you educate, help, pour into, love people, that keeps you motivated. So when I see my kids starting to walk into things I've been teaching them, I have a 24-year-old, 22-year-old, 20-year-old, and 18-year-old. The two oldest are married. I love my son-in-laws. I call them son-in-loves. They are great. They're really like a sponge. And I get to pour into them, but I get to pour into anybody I walk into or walk in front of. I look at them not as an opportunity for commission, my clients. I look as an opportunity to help. And the legacy goes because now I'm watching my kids do this and I'm watching the clients that I speak into and I'm able to help them provide and they're able to help others do that. And I love training agents because if I can help you understand that it's not about the money, it's about who we get to help, then now you approach that next client instead of pulling up to the house, whether they have a fancy house or their normal house or whatever it is, you go and you go, I have an opportunity to help someone today. Now, hey, I get to make a ton of money. You don't know that. I just had a client. I went to their house. They had $235,000. I absolutely could have walked out of that house with $200,000, no problem. And they had $80,000 in emergency funds and savings. I could have easily walked out. The problem is what he wanted to do with his money would not have worked with an annuity. He had an unrealistic expectation of what his money could do. He was pulling out 13% of his money per year, thinking he was going to be able to make that last the rest of his life and only thinking he was going to live for the next 10 years. No guarantees whatsoever. But staying motivated has to be stemmed from the inner thing of your why. You want to help people. You want to love people. You want to take care of people. And that's why I do what I do. I could easily make it. You guys know if I'm writing 18, 20 million a year in annuities and I don't have a staff with my annuities, you know the kind of money I make. But why did I go and build an entire academy that I could make? Literally, I just did this event where in one $100,000 annuity, I could have made more than I made for the entire event. But why did I do it? Because I got to help a bunch of people get better and experience a freedom lifestyle. Why I myself get to live a freedom lifestyle. So I appreciate your time. I hope this helps you to stay motivated. Have a happy day, a happy selling. Talk to you later. Thanks for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out Retirement Realized Agents Academy. Visit our website at raragentsacademy.com and enroll in our coaching program today. We've helped agents double and triple their business through the systems and strategies we have in place. As a member, you have access to countless documents, webinars, independent courses, and one-on-one coaching time with me so we can diagnose your business and come up with a plan to get you closing more sales and helping more clients. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast and follow me on LinkedIn at Chad Owen. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Annuity Sales Coach. Like, comment, and ring the bell for more free training and follow me on Facebook at Retirement Realized Agents Academy. This podcast is sponsored by Aegis Financial at 800-579-7923 and Annuity Agents Alliance at 888-742-4368.